from Gary O'Neill Studios in Baltimore.
You're listening to the Seaplane Do Show. Gary O'Neill.
All right, here you go. Get the check.
Damn, this shit flaming.
Mufasa, You know we finally here, right?
Well, we...
It's Friday then, it's Saturday, Sunday.
It's live again, it's live again, it's live again, it's live again.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Happy Pod Day! Yeah! What is up? Woo! Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Seaplane Do Show. Your season 3 finale is here. I'm ready to go, man. Season 3 finale entitled IDGAF. I don't give a f. All right. And as if you have been a fan of this show, you already know that I like to end the seasons on a strong note. So what can be stronger than you telling the person, you telling yourself, man, I don't give a f. Right. So let's dive. Let's get with the shout outs, man. Day one listeners, A1 listeners, shout out to you. If you've been rocking with me since Powerful 4.4, shout out to you. Candy Corn Crew, shout out to you. Day one, A1. If this is your first time listening to this show, thank you. Hey, don't forget to binge watch all of the other. You got some catching up to do, so don't forget to binge watch or listen. Okay? Shout out to people that are watching or listening to this in the United States, as well as people that are outside of the United States. Because guess what? When I do my stats, when I look up my stuff, man, guess what? I see that people that are not of this country listening. So shout out to my international love. I got international love for you, baby. Canada, Australia, Germany, France, all these different places that I saw pop up, man. Shout out to you, you, and you, and you, and you. And what I want you to do is in the comment section below, tell me where you're from. All right, so I can shout you out on the next season. Of course, my special executive producers, my Patreon supporters, shout out to you. All right, so shout out to everyone watching this or listening to this on your favorite streaming platform. It's this show is on so many platforms, I actually don't remember all of the different platforms. But whatever one that you listen to, that's the most important one. All right, so let's talk about what we're going to be, let's get into what we're going to be talking about today. All right, of course, my appetizers, which is today I got 2 Black History Month peeps, people that you should know, as well as 5 things. All right. And of course, the entree, IDGAF. I don't give a f. Shout out to you, man. Season 3 finale, man. It is amazing to be here. So if you've been following along, season 3, this is the 68th episode, I believe. Season 3, this is episode 23, if you were following along. All right. But, man, I just want to just thank everybody. You know, whatever support you've laid for me, whether you've said something to me about the show, whether you've commented, whether you shared it, whether you liked it, you followed the pages, man. Listen, in a world where people, for the most part, can easily be selfish, thank you. I just want to tell you that right now. Thank you. If you've done it, whether it was one episode, if you've done something to support this show, thank you so much. All right. So let's jump right into our C Plan Do moment of the week, as always, sponsored by Heart Savers Maryland. So right after this brief commercial announcement, we're getting right to it. All right.
Are you looking to get certified in CPR, first aid, or other life-saving skills? Heart Savers Maryland is your premier CPR training facility. Individual and classroom sessions available. Schedule your training at heartsaversmd.com. Each second counts. Get trained today.
Here is your C Plan Do moment of the week, sponsored by Heart Savers Maryland. It's entitled The End. It's an amazing quote that I'm pretty sure you have seen. Actually, I've talked about this before in one of these episodes, but I love this quote. Just when the caterpillar thought the world was over, it became a butterfly. Let me read it one more time. Just when the caterpillar thought the world was over, it became a butterfly. Right now, if you're listening to this and you're going through a tough time, you're in your caterpillar stage. You're in a chrysalis stage. And a chrysalis stage is dark. I don't know if the caterpillar is uncertain, but right now, you're a caterpillar. And one day, when you look back, you're going to realize, hey, I'm a butterfly now. Just when the caterpillar thought the world was over, it became a butterfly. I always thought about that. One day, a while back, I was picking up the kids from school, and they have a lot of trees around there. And I just saw all of these, you know, they had so many caterpillar nests. I didn't, cocoons and stuff like that. And they were so many. It was so many that some of them were on the ground. And these birds were just getting fat. And I'm looking at all these different caterpillars just trying to make it. But some of them are getting picked off. Some of them are getting picked off. Some of them are getting destroyed, eaten, getting ran over, stepped on by kids. And I thought, man, I saw one caterpillar and I said, man, if he could just get to this tree, if he could just get to the grass, if he could just get out of harm's way, he'll be safe. And that's you right now. I just need you to just hold on. I just need you to get to that tree. I need you to get to a safe place. And guess what? You're going to transform. Even when I thought about that, you know, when I thought about, man, does a caterpillar know that it's transforming? Do they know? Or does it just next to, you know, it just happens and they're in this chrysalis and it's dark? Are they scared? Can they register the idea of being scared? Do they know what's happening? Or do they feel that a change is going to come? And right now, if you have never listened to this show and you were looking for a sign, well, here the hell it is. You are a caterpillar, and you may be going through a tough time. That's your chrysalis stage. And just when you think it can't get any worse, just when you think the world is cold, you might have went through heartache, you might have been going through something, you're going to turn around one day, man, for real, and you're going to realize, damn, I'm a butterfly. There are things that have happened to me that made me realize, man, you know, like I did not have enough support. I didn't make the college basketball team. I'm divorced. All those things, man, hard times. But life is not hard, guys. Life itself is not hard. It's just that sometimes we go through amazing things and sometimes we go through not so amazing things. But guess what? Guess what's the constant? You being freaking amazing. So if you're listening to this right now and you're going through a hard time, hold on, caterpillar. Get the support of your family. Get the support of your friends. Get the support of your life coach. Hold on. Because one day you'll turn around and you'll be freaking brilliant. You'll have all these colors and you'll realize, hey, man, I'm a butterfly. So one more time, just when the caterpillar thought the world was over, it became a butterfly. All right, guys, that was your C-Plan Do moment of the week. And guess what? Let's amp this thing up. Let's get to our song of the week, sponsored by Greenland Entertainment. Hey, YouTube guys, one of these days we'll have a platform or there'll be a situation where you can just play whatever music you want. But today's not that day. So in the comment section below, you'll see what the songs were. You will see what the intro song was for this week, as well as you'll see what the song is for, you know, what our song is for the week. Okay, you'll see our intro song and our song of the week. All right, starting now.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm, that'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I guess to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big guns, I definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental, and a sunroof Cadillac. I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talking about checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a punk from the rock, not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a Death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn.
All right, that was your song of the week. I already know you amped up because I'm amped up. And a lot of times, sometimes when I'm amped up, I may be bouncing around, but sometimes it might be me being really super freaking focused like I am right now. I've been waiting for this episode. All right, and so season 3 finale here on the C-Plan Do Show with me, professional life and business coach, serial entrepreneur, father, community activist, person. Gary O'Neill Jr., your season 3 finale is entitled, I Don't Give a F. All right, so let's get to your appetizers. Your appetizers, 2 appetizers that we have. All right, the first thing is going to be the Black History Month, the peeps that you should know. And so I wanted to take this route and highlight, the arts. Okay, so the first thing is, do you know? What was the first rap song or rap group to get radio play? Oh, you guessed it. The Sugar Hill Gang. The Sugar Hill Gang anthem is known as the first rap song to get radio play and the first hip hop single to become a top 40 hit on Billboard. See how I played that back? See what I did there? All right. When you look at the songs of the week, you'll get it. When you look at the intro song, you'll get it. All right. So the Sugar Hill Gang anthem is known as the first rap song to get radio play and the first hip hop single to become a top 40 on Billboard. Wow. All right. Let's talk about George W. Johnson. In 1890, George W. Johnson, a former slave, became the first African-American musician to make commercial records. Wow. George W. Johnson. All right, during his short but successful singing career, George Johnson sold thousands of recordings, but his contribution to the music industry has been mostly ignored. The Library of Congress is now recognizing George W. Johnson's contribution to music, and recently, Johnson's The Laughing Song was added to the National Recording Registry. So, George W. Johnson, we salute you. Sugar Hill Gang, we salute you. And last, but not, certainly not least, Camilla Williams was an American soprano who regularly performed around the world. She was the first African-American to receive a regular contract with a major American opera company, the New York City Opera, as well as the first African-American to sing a major role with the Vienna State Opera. So, Sugar Hill Gang, George W. Johnson, and Miss Camilla Williams, we salute you. All right, that is your first part of your appetizers. All right, here on the C Plan Do Show with me, professional life and business coach Gary O'Neill Jr. Now let's get to the second half, right? Five things. So you know, throughout the season, I've been giving you five things. And here is five things to help you step the hell up. And whatever it is, I want you to step up. You're responsible for you on stepping the hell up. So the first thing is enrich your mind. Read more. Learn more. All right? Dive into some things that are not low-hanging fruit. What are low-hanging fruit items, Gary? Those are things that are not feeding you, right? Imagine if every day you ate cake. Now, listen, cake is lit. We know it, right? Not whipped topping, no. Don't give me no God. Don't give me no whipped topping, man. I'm buttercream or nothing. But theoretically, you could eat cake every day and live, right? You can eat cake every day and be alive, but is that really enriching you? Is that giving you vitamins and minerals? That's just cake. So I want you on social media. I love social media, but a lot of times you can get a lot of cake. I want you to enrich your mind. Also, use your brain more often by doing brain exercises. Yeah? Do some puzzles, right? See how quickly you can do a puzzle. Play a game like chess or Scrabble, all right? Maybe do some Sudoku, all right? Solving numerical problems, studying different topics, and challenging your dexterity, left, right hand, all right? Use your brain more often. Consume nutrients that are good for the brain. That's another thing which can help you step the hell up, all right? Take in nutrients which are good for your brain, all right? Foods that have antioxidants like vitamin C, E, B, etc. are good for the brain. So consuming like things like almonds and apple juice is also good for sharpening the brain. So get that apple juice up in your life. All right. Next thing is learn something new. Learn something new. Learn something you want to learn. So for me, as far as this podcast, I want to learn more about video editing. So I'm going to be diving into that during the season when the season is over. All right. Learn something you want to learn. Okay, if you've ever said, hey, I've always wanted to do this, and I want you to write, if you're on social media, if you're on YouTube, I want you to write down in the comment section, hey, this is something that I wanted to learn this. It's something I wanted to learn, okay? And also think critically. Now, if you're like me, when you're looking at some of these comments, when you're looking at some of these posts, you are actively seeing that people are just, you know, they're just regurgitating just BS that's not, you know, that doesn't make any sense. Ask questions. Be curious. Be intrigued. Ask those questions to get that brain moving. All right? Those are five things to helping you enrich your mind and stepping the hell up. Look at that. Season three finale. I don't give a f. All right? So that is your appetizers of the day. So make sure you check that out. And so can we get to our entree of the evening? Absolutely, Gary. All right. So so here on the C Plan Do Show, I wanted to make sure that I highlighted exactly when I thought about, man, what's the name of the episode going to be? And I said, oh, I know what it is. I don't give a f. All right. Because I wanted to make sure that I was rocking and rolling with that. Right. So when I'm talking about that, and this is your entree of the evening, sponsored by Lalonde Clothing. And Lalonde Clothing is your premier place for material and apparel that fits your vibe. You can get all of the Seed Plan Do merch directly from Lalone Clothing, right? You can get this shirt. If you can see this shirt, this is one of my Seed Plan Do paint splatter. I call it Chaos. So if you look up paint, you look up Chaos, you'll see it on there. I have shirts that support the official merch of the show. So you can see a Seed Plan Do show shirt and get a hat, right? You can get a coffee mug. A lot of people have been getting a coffee mug lately. It's cold outside, baby. Okay? As well as you can get a sticker. Even if you get a sticker. I love it. Get a sticker. As well as shirts that may not have Seed Plan Do on it, but it fits your vibe. One of the biggest sellers that I've been seeing is my Dreamer shirt. I wore that on a show the other day. I have a shirt that says just Dreamer. I have a shirt that says everything will be okay. I have a shirt that says vibe sold separately. Listen, man. You know the vibes. Oh, that's another shirt that's on there, right? So check out LaloneClothing.com to get apparel that fits your vibe. So head on down there to LaloneClothing.com. Again, that's LaloneClothing.com. Get something today before the season is over. And when you get something, just type in done in the comment section. Or if you're on social media, just type in done. Just show me a picture of what you got. And also, please, you're going to be my models. So if you buy something from the show, wear it. And here's what I offer you. If you buy something from the show and you wear it, then I will give you 50% off. Of course, I'll post you, but I'll give you 50% off of the next thing you buy. You are part of the show, baby. I've been saying that for 3 seasons. Okay? So let's just jump right into it. Let's get into this. Can we get into this, guys? You know what I'm about. You know the vibes. You know the vibes. So let's jump in. So let's go right into this episode, season 3 finale, here on the Seed Plan Do Show, entitled, I Don't Give a F. Now, let me put you in the mindset. I'm not saying, as your life coach, that you should not care about anything. That is not the purpose of the show. So if you're thinking like that, Gary, going hard. You all right, Gary? I'm great. I'm not saying to not care about things. But let me start off by, I want you to think about this. So I was a part of a leadership institution, a leadership group for my job. And one of the things and it was such an amazing experience. And one of the things that we had to do was that we went to a team building facility, right? So one of the things that they had us do toward the end of the day is that we had to zip line across this lake, like a lake, like for real. So they had a huge zip line going from one tree all the way over this lake to the other side. And I remember how excited we were as a group to do it. But then when it was time to do it, oh, we were shook. Your life coach was shook. All right. And I remember that people were very, very nervous on climbing this tree and getting on that platform and jumping off, except one person. Her name was Jen. She, in a crowd of people, that because we were all waiting in line and people were all scared. No, you can go ahead. No, it's okay. You can go ahead. No, it's fine. You can go. Man, she walked past all of us, man. She got hooked up without missing a damn step. Jumped right off, flew over there, ball game. Everybody was like, well, damn. Right? That was amazing to see. Even though I saw that, even though I was inspired and motivated, I was tugging on my zip lining rope. I was checking it out. They said, hey, Gary, this could stop a jet right now. And here go my 300-pound stuff like, oh, you sure? So then reluctantly, I stepped off the platform and I'm zip lining down and it felt amazing. It felt amazing to do that. And I always think about when I see ziplining, now I just go hard and do it. But I always remember how Jem just went up there and she didn't give a f-. which is what I bring to you tonight. Now, if you've been following the show, you know that, I read a lot. And so one of the books that I had was by Mr. Morrison, and it's entitled The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F. Now, let me make sure. No, that's his name. All right, Mr. Manson. All right, and with The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F. Man, it's such a really, really great book. But a lot of the stuff that I'm talking about tonight is inspired from that, right? It's by Mark Manson. I want to make sure I got that right. Mr. Manson. Shout out to him. All right. So imagine somebody just ziplining off, not a care, man, and just achieving that goal and just hitting it. Nothing to talk about, just getting it done. As a coach, I've had a lot of clients that I'm very appreciative of. The biggest thing I realize is that they care too much about other people's opinions that are not relevant to them. And they care about other things that are not relevant to what needs to happen. So I wanted to share with you a couple of things here. Season 3 finale of the C-Plan Do Show with me, professional life and business coach Gary O'Neill. I wanted to help you get to a place where you stop giving a f-. The first thing is stop trying. Just do it. Jen went, I haven't even seen Jen in years, but I always remember how brave she was and how she just went for it. That was it. Stop trying. Just do. Oh, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to do this, man. Stop trying. Do it. I'm pretty sure if you right now, if you're saying that you're trying to do something, one, you're not doing it. I want you to take a moment and just think about this. Did you eat breakfast today? Whenever you're listening to this, did you eat breakfast or lunch or dinner today? Did you eat a snack today? Chances are you did. And did you try? No, you freaking did it. Right? When a person says, I'm trying, the idea, the concept of trying, guys, opens the door for a situation where this may not happen. Stop trying. Do it. You want to start a podcast? I have a podcast. I didn't try to have a podcast. Just do it. You want to be better? Stop trying to be better. Now, I'm not saying no one's perfect. Yeah. But you can go ahead and do what you want. You just have to commit to it and stop giving a f-. So stop trying and just do. All right. Again, if you think about something that you're saying you're trying. Oh, I'm trying. That does not even, it's not a definite statement. You could be in a process of something. Yeah. You could be in a process. But when you say I'm trying right now, you're opening the door for it to be a scenario where it may not happen. And that's not the guy. That's not what we're going to be doing in 2021. We're not going to be trying anything. Even the concept of trying a food, you're eating it. You ever been, if you're like me, and you ever been to the mall and they going around and you go around that food court, man, and they used to have tag, man. We don't even got that no more now with the pandemic. But you used to go and make a little lap, go around there and try all the different foods. In the concept of that, you're still eating it. You're eating it. Do. Number two, man. Again, when I said stop giving a f-, it's not about I don't want you to care about anything or be indifferent. That's not what I'm talking about. What I mean is be okay and be comfortable with being different. Be okay and be comfortable with looking different. Be okay and be comfortable with acting different. Be okay and be comfortable with just processing things differently. Nowadays, everybody's trying to look like everybody else. Just be you. I get it, though. I get by you looking like someone that is popular, then that means that you might get notoriety, right? But guess what? That shit, you know, it goes away. We're on to the next. Cardi B can only look like Cardi B. You can't look like Cardi B. You can have some of the same type of development. You know, you can look, you can be voluptuous, whatever. But guess what? Be you. When I say don't give a like, why are we so concerned about what people think about us on social media to where we're lying? I know people personally that lie on social media. Why? Social media does not pay us. So why are we investing so much time being able to generate a lie? And again, when I say stop giving a F, it does not mean don't care about anything. It means being comfortable with being different. Think about when Amigos came out. Now everybody went and wear those little circular glasses. Now, don't get me wrong. I wear them because they look good on me. Or think about, you know, again, when Migos came out, they wore them circular glasses and everybody wore blouses. Come on, man. I'm going to be a 41-year-old man soon. I'm not going to wear skinny jeans. Now, I wear jeans that fit me, but I'm not going to wear skinny jeans. Or think about when Lil Wayne came out. Everybody wanted to get locks. Why? I mean, I get it. Social is trendy and stuff like that. But just be you. You don't have to try to hide being you. You don't have to try to mask it. Man, when we look at different people that are successful, it's because they stop giving a f-. Again, not giving a f- is not about not caring about anything. It simply means you're okay and you're comfortable of being different. One of the biggest lies I keep seeing is people saying, I'm comfortable in my own skin. But yet you're doing all these things to contradict that. Just be comfortable. I'm a tall guy. I probably only mentioned this probably just for information on this show, maybe like 3-4 times. People are sort of surprised. I don't have to walk around with a shirt that says I'm tall. I don't have to walk around with a championship belt that says I'm tall. I don't have to do any of those things. It's just clear and evident. So I want you to be the same way. I want you to be clear and evident that you're comfortable. I want you to be clear and evident that people's meaningless and minuscule opinions will not resonate with you and what you're doing. Number three, focusing on the things you actually give up about and diving into that. What do you give a F about? You should be focusing on that, not like something that's irrelevant to you. Think about Kobe. What do you think Kobe focused on? He focused on his family and he focused on basketball. Now, don't get me wrong. Was Kobe perfect? Nope. Rest in peace to my man, Kobe. But as far as basketball, who else was more locked in like that outside of Michael Jeffrey Jordan? In my opinion, I'm pretty sure right now, if I told you to write down 10 things you needed to do, 8 of them are meaningless in the grand scheme of things that you want to do. 10 things. You might make a list of 10 things, but 2 things actually should happen. And we'll focus on the 8 things that are irrelevant, that don't really mean a damn, and we won't even get the 2 things done. Focus on the things that you actually give a fuck about. I've seen so many people say, oh, I'm unbothered by these things. I have never seen so many posts or so many people stating that they are unbothered. Just be unbothered. I get that it's sort of a hard concept to take at times, but just be it, right? Number 4. To not give a f- is to be able to stare down life's most terrifying and difficult challenge and still take action. Just think about that. If you are scared of heights or whatever's happening, right? You're scared of something and you say, hey, I'm just going to do it. I remember when I first started the first episode, I was nervous. Right? I was like, oh, okay, all right, I'm doing this. A little nervous. There you go. I remember my first speaking engagement. I remember my first client. I remember those things. I remember my first DJing gig. It was a wedding. I remember all these things. But you got to have it in you. Say, man, I'm doing this shit. I am doing this. This is happening. I don't give a when you're able to do that, when you're able to say, I'm making this happen one way or the other, this is happening. When someone says this is happening, that is a statement. Oh, I'm going to try to start this. I'm going to try to start my job. I'm going to try to get into what I want. You're opening the door for it to not happen. But if I tell you right now that after this episode, I'm going to eat my food, then rest assured that your favorite life coach is going to eat his food. And all I simply ask is that you eat your food as well, whatever your food is. Too many times, yo. Too many times, guys, we let other people's opinion and other people's thoughts that have no relevancy on what you need to do, whether they know you or they don't know you, stop you from getting what you want. That's it. Why are we caring about what other people think? I'm not saying that you can't talk to your family or your friends or people that you love and maybe they can offer their opinion. But at the end of the day, I've seen people that I know, because they don't want to look a certain way on social media, stop them from things that they have desperately wanted to do. I don't give a f-. And that's where you get what you want. When you just latch on and just jump off that pier on that zip line, that's it. We've seen it too many times. Unfortunately, our previous president didn't give a f-. And look what that got him. One of the worst presidents of all time. And he became president because on some level, he didn't give a f-. He didn't give about news, about real news. He called them fake news. He didn't give a damn about anything, man. He just said, hey, I'm going to be president, man. And yo was president. So when I say, again, stop giving a f-, it's about being able to stare down, being able to not back down to things that scare you, that terrify you, those different challenges, and say, yo, this is getting done. I'm going to do this. This is happening. I refuse to give into fear. Maybe the F in I don't give a f- should be I don't give a fear. It's not. I'm letting you know now. I'm not being phony. It's not the F in the F in this statement. I in the acronym I don't IDGAF is not fear, but we can make it that. But I'm not going to be phony. And when I thought about this episode, when I thought about what I was going to say, yeah, I'm not going to say it on the show because guess what? If you're like me, you might listen to it around your kids. And this is a family friendly show. But I want you to think about that. How many times have you let someone's opinion or perceived opinion about you stop you from getting something that you really, really wanted? Do it. Just do it. I mean, what else can I say? Do it. Why are you caring about other people? We want to keep with the Joneses, but we don't even know what the Joneses do. We want to be able to, you know, we get on social media or people in our life. I had a client that had no relationship with their family, with their father. And she needed to do something for her that she identified there was something that was, it wasn't anything crazy. It wasn't, you know, anything that would, you know, weird, And I said, okay, do it. And so she was afraid of what other people thought. And I said, but this is something that you want to do. Yeah, I know, but okay. Which brings me to my next thing. You can't be an important and life-changing presence for some people without also being a joke and embarrassment to others. There is no person alive that is successful that has not been made a meme. Right? We've joked to President Obama. We've joked everybody. People become, you know, people want to worry about being ridiculed or made fun of because they're out here doing something. Can you imagine? I just want you to think about this, guys. There's a picture of Jeff Bezos. I should have probably had that for the art. Nah, I like what I did. But there's a picture of Jeff Bezos. And if you don't know who Jeff Bezos is, he is the owner, CEO of Amazon. And there is a picture of him with a handwritten banner and him at a desk answering a phone. You know that somebody joked his ass about that. Look at Jeff. Bullshit, Amazon. You know somebody joked him about that. You know it. That somebody ridiculed him about taking steps. Hey, what do you mean? Now, I kindly suggest that you go ahead and go check out Google or ask Alexa, how much is his net worth? I bet you nobody's laughing. So we can't worry about trying something new and it failing because we don't want to be teased or we don't want somebody to laugh at us. Who cares? I wish I could tell me that. I wish I could tell myself that when I was a young basketball player. And I thought about, oh, I had to wear glasses. So I had these Kareem Abdul-Jabbar glasses on. And I, oh my gosh, guys, let me bring you in on this one. I played for Mervo, and I had some, and it was, and I was on a team with some amazing guys that were, you know, some, one of them is a Hall of Famer, one of them is an amazing coach. And I remember, here I am wearing these goggles, and I remember my parents did not get me a pair of Nikes that I really, you know, not that I really wanted, but I did want some Nikes, and they wound up giving me some Kmart Hakeem Olajuwons. And I remember just feeling so embarrassed about it. And then I remember just getting out there, and I remember getting subbed into a game. That means you're entering the game. And there was a guy on our team. His name was Ray Charles. And when I checked into the game, the guy said, coming into the game, Ray Charles. I was like, come on, man. And I remember seeing people laughing about it, and I was a little embarrassed. And I was like, man, I looked at him like, it's not even my name, right? But I wish that I could have just converted that embarrassment and should have just went out there and for those, you know, I wasn't starting or nothing like that. You know, I wish that I would have just converted that and would have just been like murderous and would have just tried to score. Like, I think I was probably in the game for like 5 minutes that I wish I would have just went in and just beasted the hell out of everything. No one would be laughing. And that's what I offer you. The small-minded people will laugh. The people on the sidelines will laugh. People that don't have your mindset, they don't have your work ethic, they don't get your vision, they will laugh. And guess what? It's going to be other people that are going to come to you and say, man, because of you, I was able to do A, B, and C. So why are we focusing on the idiots? Why are we focusing on the numbskulls? The meaningless people. They're letting us stop us because we're worried about the trolls. We're worried about the trolls. That's their job, to be a troll. But often, trolls don't even be doing stuff in real life. And we're worried about them. We're worried about the small-minded people that are thinking about small-minded things and creating small-minded opportunities. And here you are with an idea for a business. Here you are with an idea for self-development and growth. You might say, you know what? I need to chill from drinking alcohol or smoking or whatever your vice is. You know what? I need to get myself right. Somebody might joke you about that. But what if I told you, hey, man, if you stop drinking right now, it will save your life. I bet you would do it. The naysayers will always be naysayers. They always will be. The haters will always be the haters. They always will be. The cynical people, the negative Nancys, the Debbie Doubters, they will always be that. We can't let them change what we need to do. We simply have to tell them, hey, I don't give a f-. And that's it. I've never come across a naysayer or a Debbie Downer or a negative Nelly, and they gave me a consistent argument on something I should do or not do. Hey, why shouldn't I do this, negative Nelly? Oh, well, it could be because of this and because... Shut up. Doesn't even make sense. Sorry. So again, you cannot be an important and life-changing presence for some people without also being a joke and an embarrassment to others. People will joke you when you're trying to do something. You got to think about that. If you and I'm going to make sure on my social media page, I post that Jeff Bezos picture. Because if I didn't know him and I worked the same job as him, I'd be like, Jeff, what the hell are you doing? Amazon? What are you working in the rainforest, Jeff? Mr. Bezos right now could buy my entire city block right now. Without even it being a problem. And you mean to tell me? What if he would have gave in to the naysayers? What if he would have actually gave about irrelevant people's mindset? I want you to have that same mentality. What if Steve Jobs said, you know what, man? I guess I should wear some drip because I keep wearing this turtleneck and these jeans, man, and people making fun of me, man. Just think about that. The meaningless crap that we really, really be focusing on, man. Nah, we're not doing that. And here's one thing I want to leave with you as we wrap this show up. And this came from the book. Self-awareness is like an onion. The first layer is a simple understanding of one's emotion. So you know what's up with you. You know your emotions. The second layer is an ability to ask why we feel certain emotions. This layer of questioning helps us understand the root cause of the emotion that overwhelms us. Once we understand that the root cause that creates that emotion, we can ideally do something to change it. The third level is our personal values. Why do I consider this to be a success or failure? How am I choosing to measure myself? By what standard am I judging myself and everyone around me? So again, when you're thinking about self-awareness, increasing your self-awareness, understanding, why do I feel this way? I remember that when I remember meeting a trainer when I was teaching CPR. And I remember, you know, he was obviously in shape. You know, I talked to him after the class. I set up sessions for him. And I, as big as I am, did not want to bring attention to myself getting into the gym. And lo and behold, God was like, oh, I got you, playboy. My trainer was loud. And if you know me personally, for me to say loud, then you know this dude was loud. He was barking. Let's get it. Hoo, 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 hoo. Let's get it, big dog. I knew, I saw people stop and look at me. I'm like, oh, man, come on, man. Let's get it. Hoo, 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 hoo. Barking. Yelling, screaming, people looking at us like, yo, what's going on? And that was so freeing. Because after that, when I got past this is what he's going to do. I couldn't worry about somebody on the treadmill or somebody lifting weights. I couldn't worry about somebody else flipping the tire or doing a push-up or a sit-up. I had to focus on me, and that stuff was freeing, man. When I realized that, hey, man, it is what it is, and I got right to it, at this point, I didn't even see anybody else in the gym. As opposed to, oh, look at that cute girl, man. Oh, man, she looks good. Oh, man, look at those guys over there, man. They over here picking up big weight. They're going to think I'm a chump because I only got 45 pounds or 245 pounds on the block, on the bar. Man, I don't give a anymore. I want you to be the same way, too. I want you to achieve your goals, your dreams, your desires, and not be limited or tethered to small-minded people with small-minded goals who will do nothing in life. All right? That's how you get where you need to go. You want something? I bet you that on some level, you're thinking about other people and how they may look at it. I simply, as I leave this last thing with you, stop giving a fuck. All right, guys. That was the end of this episode. Thank you so, so much for being a part of this season. Comment below if you've watched this entire season. What was your favorite part of this season? All right, I have a couple of them in my mind. All right. You can catch this episode if you're watching a clip, or you can catch the entire third season by going right to cplanedushow.com. I'm on all streaming platforms, each and every one of them, man. Each and every one of them. Make sure you check it out. With season 4, I'm going to be opening the door again for promotional opportunities. So if you are looking to promote your goods, your services, your skills, your book, your event, this is the place to go. Because this podcaster doesn't give a f-. So I know, because I don't care, that I don't give a f-. And I'm focusing on promoting amazing content, having dope people on here, keep being consistent, knowing the vibes, expelling the vibes, that this is already grown. I've already seen it. So if you want to be a part of it, then you need to make sure you hit me up for these promotional packages, for these promotional commitments, man. Get on here. Get your show. Get your energy. Get your stuff promoted on here. And last, but certainly not least, I want to just take a moment out again to thank each and every person that has played a part in the success of this show. Whether you shared something, you told somebody about the show, you tagged me on social media, you're following the pages, you shared a page, you commented, you liked, you subscribed, and you bought something, all right, you text me and said, great job, man, good episode, you provided, you know, you were a guest on this show. I want to just take this moment out to sincerely thank you. You easily could be doing something else, but if you took time out to do something for me, I am forever grateful, and I really thank you. And please, always look at me as a person that will look to reciprocate. So if there's something I can do for you, please let me know. And as we end this season, until we see each other again, man, because we will. Until we talk again, because you know we'll talk. And until we share those special, special moments again, because you know they're coming. Even if you're in your chrysalis stage right now, they're going to happen. All I want you to do is remember, here in this life and in the next, see what you want to do, plan that thing out, and do it. Right now, if you were looking for a sign, if you were listening and looking for a sign, look right into my eyes, and all I want you to do is just remember, I don't give a fuck, and you shouldn't either. All right, guys. Guess what? that's the end of this, the end of the season. You know, I always take a little break off. I'm going to still be posting. I'm going to still be commenting. I'm still going to be sharing stuff, providing amazing content. I still have my Patreon stuff up, so make sure you hop on that. All right? And same life coaching time. And you'll, of course, you'll see the deets on when I drop the new season. All right? Same life coaching time. And same life coaching channel. All right? You take care of yourself. Your life coach loves you, but he also doesn't give a fuck. All right, bye.